This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is closing out her first foreign trip Tuesday as she visits Mexico and meets with President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. He's a key but complicated ally in the Biden administration's efforts to curb the spike in migration at the U.S. border. López Obrador committed in a previous virtual meeting with Harris that the U.S. can count on us to help address the issue of irregular migration, but the Mexican president has in the past blamed President Joe Biden for the increase in migration at the border. The day before, Vice President Harris offered an optimistic outlook for improved cooperation with Guatemala on addressing the spike in migration to the U.S., but after her meeting with Guatemala's president Monday, Harris also delivered a direct warning to migrants considering making that trek.
Do not come. The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border. There are legal methods by which migration can and should occur. But we, as one of our priorities, will discourage illegal migration.
Harris said her goal is to help Guatemalans find hope at home. The U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan is more than half done, and U.S. officials say that while it could be complicated and completed by July 4th, the final exit of equipment and troops more likely will be later in the summer. As early as this week, the top U.S. commander for the Middle East, Frank McKenzie, is giving the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin a range of U.S. military options to secure the American embassy in Afghanistan and to provide counterterrorism support from outside the country. This is VOA News. Police in London, Ontario, say that a driver plowed a pickup truck into a family of five, killing four of them and seriously injuring the other in a deliberate attack that targeted the victims because they were Muslims. Authorities say a young man was arrested in a parking lot of a nearby mall after the incident Sunday night. Police say the dead were a 74-year-old woman, a 46-year-old man, and a 44-year-old woman, and a 15-year-old girl. A 9-year-old boy was reported in serious condition. 20-year-old Nathan Veltman is in custody, facing four counts of first-degree murder. City's mayor says the incident was an act of mass murder perpetuated against Muslims. The UN Security Council on Monday strongly condemned violations of human rights and international humanitarian law in the Central African Republic and warned that the attacks on United Nations peacekeepers there may constitute war crimes. The press statement was issued after closed-door Security Council discussions and a briefing from the UN Special Envoy in the Central African Republic. Earlier, the council held an open meeting on the broader Central Africa region, where the United States and Russia traded accusations over actions in the Central African Republic. The U.S. Justice Department says it has gotten back most of the ransom paid by Colonial Pipeline to Russian-based hackers that had breached its fuel network. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
You may remember the gas shortages a month ago when Colonial Pipeline was hit by a ransomware attack and took itself offline. The company admitted paying about $4 million in Bitcoin to the hackers. Now, acting Northern California U.S. Attorney Stephanie Hines says a specialized Justice Department task force got much of that back.
Paid by an innocent victim in ransom in a bid to regain control of computer systems. The extortionists will never see this money.
This is their first operation to recover cryptocurrency. It's viewed as a rare victory against ransomware attackers who have targeted critical industries around the world. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
In an attempt to outdo his fellow billionaires in being daredevils, Jeff Bezos will blast into space next month when his Blue Origin company makes its first flight with a crew. The 57-year-old Amazon founder and richest person in the world by Forbes estimates will become the first person to ride his own rocket to space. Bezos announced his intentions Monday and an even bolder show of confidence that he will share the adventure with his younger brother and best friend Mark. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.